2 o'clock in Memphis. WHBQ, George 5, TCB, and with August, Super Tuesday. The man says 8-8, hot criminal afternoon, now 92. The heart and soul of rock and roll, going to 97.
Ricky, run!
The chica is a bully, never too old, a rock and roll.
Get back to the light, get in my dark. You won't have to watch out for your brother anymore.
I can't watch out for myself.
Can't I? Don't worry about it.
You always have to watch out for me.
Because I'm older, stupid.
Mom, it's gonna be stupid again.
Watch up.
Don't be reading any more of them scary comics. You hear me, Ricky?
Whatever.
You can't sleep. Shoot, I'm gonna miss my bus. Gonna be late again. Docked for sure. There's you some macaroni and cheese in the cabinet, okay?
All right. Got your lunch?
Thank you, baby. Keys? Yeah.
Exact change for the bus.
Ah, shoot, baby, thank you.
Get my head, but it wouldn't screw down.
Just stay out of them woods.
Okay, Mom.
Hear me, Mark.
Bye, baby.
Come on, Mark, give me a cigarette.
No way!
Mark, wait!
Hey,
sweet,
I'll
give you one.
You can't run that
fast.
Woods.
Catch me.
Wait up,
Mark.
Better hurry or
I'll
never get to snow.
We're not going to snow in the woods. Go home. I'll smoke
myself.
Come get me. Come on. Wait up, Mark.
Catch me!
Come on, give me one! No way, pal! I tell Mom!
Tell, pal! You know the deal.
Yeah, I tell him when you'll kick my ass.
That's right. If I catch you smoking more than one a day...
I know, you'll kick my ass again.
That's right.
How many do you smoke a day?
Only one. I'm smart.
Will one a day kill me?
Nah, not anytime soon, but any more than that and you could be in deep shit.
Well, how many does Mom smoke?
40.
Whoa. And what about Dad?
100 a day.
Well, he's gonna die soon.
I wish. Sit there. Don't try to swallow the smoke yet. Because I know you're not ready for that. You'll just choke and puke all over the place. Suck a little and blow. Told you not to swallow the smoke.
This is easy.
Yeah, that's why you look like you're gonna puke.
I'm not. Why do you think he wants to kill himself?
How am I supposed to know, stupid?
Well, let's get the hell out of here.
No. You stay here. Okay, if you move, I'll kick your ass.
What are you going to do? Mar!
Dev!
None works. None works, Dev.
He is crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Let's go, Marky, please. Come on.
No, we can't. If he kills himself, we know anything about it, we can be all kinds of bullshit.
We won't tell no one. Just let him die.
No, you're not leaving until I say it. Yeah.
Sorry, kid. You had to be a cute ass. Had to stick your dirty little nose in my business, didn't you? So, I think we should die together. Just you and me, pal. Off to La La Land. Sweet dreams. You want that gun?
No.
Are you looking at it?
I wasn't, sir.
Don't you lie to me! If I'm crazy, if you lie to me, I'll kill you.
Please don't kill me, sir. I got my mother and my little brother to take care of.
I give you a choice. Blow your brains out and end it now. Or you could wait and let the gas do it. You decide. What's your name?
Mark. Mark Foy.
Jerome Clifford, attorney at law. So, since we are both pretty tight right now, call me Romy.
Shh. Yes. You hear that bird? I drove all the way from New Orleans to hear those stupid birds. Grew up here. Played in these woods. Now I'm gonna die here too.
Why are you doing this?
Well, if I don't kill myself, he will.
Who's he?
The Blade. Bury the Blade, Maldonado.
Wow. This Blade, I'm gonna kill you.
If I know. I know where the proverbial body is buried.
Whose body?
See, my client killed Senator Boyd Boyette and hid the body. So now my client, he wants to kill me. You know where the body's buried? Body's buried. He hid the body. It's still buried there. You can believe it. They haven't found it yet. FBI's dug up half New Orleans. They haven't found it. They're not going to find it. No way. Yeah. Yeah, Mark, go for it.
Yeah, Mark, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark, pull the trigger. Yeah.
Pull the trigger. Pull that goddamn trigger! Pull it! Pull the trigger! Pretty nifty piece, huh? Oh. Yeah. I don't even know if it works. Let's see if it works.
Drink on the bill, babe.
All right.
Been waiting a goddamn half hour. Where the hell's Romy? Them feds are on my ass.
I missed Montano. I don't know. He hadn't been in here all day.
Now, Claudette, God hates a liar. That's what my mother always said.
I'm not lying. Honest to God, I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is.
You know, Claudette, you're a very pretty woman.
Thank you, Mr. Montano.
You want to stay pretty, don't you?
I'm just a secretary. Honest to God, I don't know where he is. He doesn't always tell me where he's going.
Put your hand in there. Put your hand in here!
I don't know. Honest to God.
Put your hand in. Come on,
put it in. Please, I don't know where he is.
You know, Claudette, I believe you really didn't know where he was.
Damn.
There
you go.
Watch yourself.
What's up, kid?
What are you so scared of, huh? Do you have a bad dream? You're scaring your mom. Get your thumb out. Come on, buddy.
Where have you been? What the hell is wrong with your brother?
Oh, what have you done now?
What the hell is going on?
Boys witnessed a suicide, man.
Hey, what?
Oh, well, me and Ricky was just out in the woods playing with this guy, and he was dead, and he had a gun in his mouth.
Oh, my dear God.
And I ran home and called 911.
But what happened to Ricky?
Well, he just laid on the bed and started sucking his thumb and wouldn't talk.
There's Sergeant Hardy. We need the paramedics over here at Sway's trailer now. This boy needs to be hospitalized.
I don't have health insurance.
Oh, that's okay. St. Peter's will take the indigent cases. Just pack up some few things and put them just in the bag for the hospital tonight.
You telling the truth, son?
about what y'all saw.
Don't you believe me?
Well, I didn't say I didn't believe you. Just seems strange, that's all. You called 911, but you wouldn't leave your name.
Well, I was scared. It was the first dead guy I ever saw.
Why you sneak back and hide up in the woods where I found you?
I just wanted to see, I guess.
Did you talk to the man before he killed himself?
No, I never talked to him.
The name Jerome Clifford mean anything to you?
No.
You know, I found some fresh cigarette butts near the body. Same brand as your mom smokes. Somehow I can't see you finding the body and then deciding to have a cigarette.
Look, officer, all that happened was we was just walking through the woods and we found Romy dead. That's all.
Who's Romy?
That's the guy's name, ain't it?
I said Jerome Clifford. Who ever heard of the name Romy?
Dr. Greenway, is this your son?
Yeah, he's my son.
What's his name?
Ricky Sway.
How long has he been this way?
I didn't find him. My other boy, Mark.
You found him, Mark? Ricky?
Channel 3 report.
Is that what you found?
Jerome R. Clifford, New Orleans attorney, was found dead in an apparent suicide outside Memphis just hours ago. The famed mafia lawyer was due to defend the alleged mafia hitman, Barry the Blade Muldano, next month in the increasingly notorious case of still-missing Louisiana Senator Boyd Boyette, now presumed dead.
It was going to be tough enough to build a case against Muldano without a body, but surely Clifford's death will mean more delays. As one informed source tells me, the plot
thickens and sickens for U.S. Attorney Roy Fultry.
No body, no case, no conviction.
And that means no front page pictures that Attorney Fultry likes so much.
No CNN interviews, no speedy ascent to Capitol Hill. Sorry, Reverend Roy.
I never liked that old cow.
We're here, Roy.
Apparently, he tried it first with a garden hose attached to the tailpipe, but for some reason it didn't work. It was probably too stoned.
He was full of downers and about a gallon of whiskey.
So I guess he figured he'd swallow a bullet for dessert. Single gunshot wound to the head. Sheep snub nose 38.
It was a definite suicide, Roy.
Damn him. I called Romy 2 days ago. I said to him, Romy, I have enough evidence to pierce client attorney privilege and put your fat ass on the stand. I was bullshitting him, of course, but I was just trying to get him nervous. See if he'd talk. I didn't know he'd get so damn nervous he'd blow his scalp off. Yeah, he must have known where that body's at, y'all.
Well, he's never going to tell us now, is he? Without that body, we got no case.
How's the weather in Memphis, Elrod?
It's hot, Roy.
Spray? What happened to your face?
Come to fight. School.
It's summer. No school.
I mean a kid from my school.
Who was a kid?
Why?
Why? Because I'm a cop. It's my job to ask questions. Besides, I think your story's full of holes. I believe you were in that car before Clifford died.
What does indigent mean?
Indigent? That means poor. Like you and your mother and your little brother. So you better tell the truth. Hope it snaps him out of it. Otherwise, he could lie in some institution for dirt poor crazy people. With padded walls and cockroaches and chained to some filthy bed with snakes.
Mark, I'm Karen. Will you come with me?
Bye.
But we're just going to have to watch him through the night.
What are you going to do?
Well, we're just going to watch for now. You know, sometimes just a good night's sleep, and the next morning they wake up, they don't know what's going on. His reflexes seem to be good.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything.
Mark, honey, he's real sick. What's the matter with him?
It's called post-traumatic stress syndrome. Sometimes a person sees something they just can't deal with.
I'm always telling Mark, no horror movies, no scary comics. Not for Ricky. He's always been tender that way.
Easy now.
Trying to protect protect him. There's just so much bad out there.
Why don't you get some rest yourself? Why don't you just lie down and get some rest yourself? There's nothing more you can do. You're just going to watch him through the night. You've had a rough day. This has been a rough day. Just lie down here. You stay with him.
Car wreck. Got hit by an oil truck. Don't run a stop sign.
My name's Gil Beale. I'm a lawyer. You got a problem, I can fix it. I specialize in car wrecks, especially large trucks. Let's see what you got. A broken leg, a concussion, a couple of busted ribs.
And a broken collarbone.
Great. I can get you at least $600,000. We'll file suit tomorrow. Did I say six? Six is just for starters. Here, check me out. Call up Gil Beale. You'll see who's for real.
More lawyers around this place than there are doctors.
Oh, now don't be that way. I'm allowed to run that little buggy. You know that. We're running out of slack.
Wait till you get a load of this guy.
All right. Mr. Foltrick, Jason McThune, FBI. Welcome to Memphis. Home of the king, city of the good abode.
What do you know, McThune?
Kid's name is Mark Sway. He told Memphis PD that he and his younger brother just stumbled on the body in the woods and then turned and ran and called the cops. I think he's lying.
Why is that?
Well, we lifted a set of his prints off a Sprite can at the hospital, and they matched prints that were all over the car, inside and out. I think he was in that car with Clifford before Clifford shot himself, and he was there for quite a while because of the sheer number of the prints.
Why would the kid lie? Well, one, he's scared. Two, he's a kid. They always lie. Adults are the enemy, remember? And three, maybe Romy Clifford told him something that he knows he should not know. People hate to die with secrets. That's good work, but
thank you very much, sir. Right. I'm going to keep it up, believe me. Listen, I'm sick and tired of chasing Elvis sightings. You know, I want to get out of here. Is there any room on your staff?
Where do you want to go, McThune?
Anywhere you go, sir.
Gotta do something about that hair first.
Yes, sir.
Meantime, I want to talk to that child.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Dr. Greenway wants to see you.
How old are you?
24. Why?
Are you married?
Sometimes.
No, I don't know nothing, but he looks better to me. I think get him home, get him his own bed, he's gonna be fine. I don't know why you just can't give him some medicine or something, can't you? Can't you just give him
Mrs.
a shot or something? I gotta go to work. Our trailer park takes rent by the week.
Listen to me. Right now, it's as if Ricky is in a dark place and he's trying to find a way out. And what's very important, listen to me, what's very important is that when he finds that way out, the first thing he sees is your face. Let's hope it'll only take a day or two.
There goes another job. Must be damn near setting some kind of record.
I'll call your employer. I'm sure he's going to understand.
My employer runs a sweatshop, doctor. He will not send flyers. He will not understand.
You could take shifts. Perhaps the father
could come in. Ex-father. And you keep him away from Ricky. Now, hush. Hey, Mom, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there are policemen downstairs and reporters. The FBI is coming to interview Mark at 10.
Mom, I don't want to talk to him. I want to wind up like Ricky if they don't stop bugging me.
They're not going to go away.
Look, I don't give a flying shit about the FBI.
Boy, you are getting on my last nerve. Now, would you sit down and hush up? Well, I don't know what the hell to do.
Can I see your type
of I'm losing
second.
My mind telling me to wait for my boy to some crap.
Mom, this boy, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I think of something to get us out of this, I promise.
Hey, you and Ricky just found that guy dead. Right? Come on, there's nothing you ain't telling me, is there?
Dr. Greenway wants to start you on Valium, Mrs. Sway.
Those cost extra?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just take these here.
The both of them?
Both of them. And you'll start feeling a lot better.
Hey, don't go far.
Okay, Mom.
FBI, huh? Whew! You know, I hear that they're sending the Reverend Roy Foltrig himself.
That's bad. That's... You know that the FBI puts kids in jail if they break the law. And if a kid has been involved in a murder, they got a special little kid-sized electric chair. I saw it once. It was about so high. Did you know that when somebody gets electrocuted, the current is so strong, it makes the blood in the veins boil? Fry up just like a piece of bacon.
You're the only pig around here.
Fool. We'll see you later, Marcus.
My real interest is to see justice done. Each and every one of you knows that about me.
You can count.
I need to see Mr. Bill.
Where are your parents?
Where are yours?
Are you even injured?
Do I look injured?
Well, we only do injuries.
Well, I'll just go get hit by a truck and come back.
Y'all shut up, too.
Yes.
Hell no.
I'm gonna pick up something to eat, and then I'm gonna swing by the post office.
All right. Hey, when's your boss coming back?
May I help you?
No, I need to see Reggie Love.
Why now? Ask.
Well, that's between me and Mr. Love.
I'm Reggie Love.
Get a woman lawyer. Oh, great.
I think so. Now, why is it you think you want a lawyer?
I don't want a lawyer. I hate lawyers. Every lawyer I ever had just shafted me and my mom. I said I need a lawyer. But I don't know about no woman.
Well, this lawyer that shafted you, what was her name?
Wasn't no her. It was a he.
Right. Well, why is it that you think you need a lawyer?
Because I'm Mark Swade.
So?
You know, the kid who found the dead guy, I'm famous. Don't you read the paper?
You still haven't answered my question.
Because I'm supposed to talk to some Reverend Roy guy in 10 minutes.
Reverend Roy Foltry?
Yeah, why does everybody call him that?
Because he loves to quote the scriptures in court, and he knows the Bible better than God himself.
Does he win a lot?
Always.
Why can't everyone just leave me alone? I mean, some sweaty fat guy blows his head off.
Why did you lie to the police?
I didn't.
Well, it says here in this paper that you found Jerome Clifford dead.
I did.
Uh-huh. Dead men don't sweat, now do they?
If you was my lawyer and I told you something, could you ever repeat it?
No. What is it you want to tell me?
Well, that Clifford guy came driving up in his big black car, and me and Ricky, we snuck up to watch. And that Clifford guy got out, and he put a gun in his mouth, and he blew the back of his head out.
So you did see Jerome Clifford alive?
Yeah.
Why'd you lie to the police?
I don't know. I mean, I was just scared, I guess. I mean, my little brother's in a coma. My mom might lose her job. The FBI's after me, but I don't know nothing. You would lie, too.
Well, you're right. You do need a lawyer, Mark Sway. There are a few male lawyers down the hall. You want me to recommend one?
How many cases have you won?
More than I lost.
How much do you cost?
How much you got?
32. Our boy has arrived.
Thank God your mother, my sister, is dead, Barry. Having a son this stupid would have killed her for sure.
I told you not to hit Boyette.
You did.
I told you not to tell Romy too much.
You did.
I hope it hurt that fat bastard. I hope that bullet was slow. I hope he felt the top of his head pull right off his ugly face.
Two kids found him, Barry. Maybe before he finished the job.
Yeah, I know. I seen it on TV.
There's a chance he might have talked.
Now tell me Boyette's body somewhere the cops can't find it.
The cops are not going to find the body.
Move the body, Barry.
I will, Uncle Johnny. Only I can't right now.
Why?
Where it's at, the body, the cops are swarming all over the place. Don't worry about anything. They're not going to find the body. If that kid knows anything, he's not talking. Otherwise, I won't be standing here. I'm going down to Memphis, and I'm going to take care of those kids.
I tell you what you do. You just sit on your dumb ass. Gronke.
Mm-hmm.
I want you in Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Come. You must be Mac.
Hi, Mark. Jason McThune, Memphis FBI. This is Larry Truman from New Orleans FBI. Thomas Fink, Assistant United States Attorney, and Mr. Foltrig, United States Attorney, both from Southern Louisiana.
Sit down, son.
Come over here, Mark. Yeah. We expected your mother, Mark. Where is she?
She's upstairs with my little brother. She can't leave in case he wakes up. But, you know, we could hold this off for a couple of days.
No, Mark, let's talk a few minutes just to us. You nervous?
A little. Do I need a lawyer?
What for?
To protect my rights.
No, I've been watching too much TV.
Just, you know, I want to ask you some questions. You can trust us, man.
The lawyer's just getting away. You got to pay him money and they object to everything.
What happens if I don't answer your questions?
Well, we might have to take you downtown. Might have to take your mother, too.
My mother get in trouble.
Maybe.
You ever hear of obstruction of justice, Mark?
It's a federal offense. Means if a man knows something about a crime and he withholds information from the FBI or the police, well, he might be punished. You know, he's sent to jail, something like that.
So what you're trying to say is if I don't answer your questions, I can go to jail?
Maybe.
Gosh, man, if y'all was in my place, wouldn't y'all want a lawyer?
No, hell no, they're a pain in the ass. You got nothing to hide, you don't need a lawyer.
Pain in the ass?
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you a lawyer?
Jerome Clifford wasn't really dead when you found him, was he, Mark?
Yes, he was.
We know. You were in that car, Mark. You see that? You and Romy Clifford had a nice long chat, didn't you? What y'all talk about? You talk about life, you talk about love. Y'all talk about what bodies are buried.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, just answer the question first, please, Mark.
I've got to go bad, please.
Well, you better go.
Thanks.
You don't need no stinking lawyer.
Hell no. Boy, that really tell all.
Genius.
Right? You know what Muldano's
at? Yeah, we're on his ass 24 hours.
You better reach out and grab him so we don't skip town.
Wally, I need
you. Mark up his face. Don't worry. I believe we can do the press conference right here, Wally.
Just hold on until we grab Muldano. I want to make sure those affidavits are set so we can't make bail.
Do you get my makeup off the airplane? I'm going to eat pancake number 17. I don't want to look too fresh. Donuts. Snap telephone. Press loves coffee and donuts. See what you can do about that. And where are we going to put me, Wally? Down here by the flags? I think I look best in front of these glass bricks right here behind a big bank of microphones. That all in.
I'll call you back.
Come in, Mark.
Polite kid.
Yeah, good boy.
Oh, keep your seats.
We're in a meeting here.
Excuse me, ma'am. I think you're in the wrong room.
I don't think so. My name is Reggie Love. I'm an attorney, and I represent Mark Sway. May I see some ID, please?
When did he hire you?
I don't think that's really any of your business now, is it?
Thank you. You're going to have to forgive Ms. Love. You're so pretty.
How can anybody mistake you for a lawyer?
Please call me Reggie.
Reggie.
Roy. Did you in fact... Oh, please, sit down. Attempt to interrogate my client outside the presence of his mother, Jason?
No.
He tells me that you did, Lawrence.
Oh, he's confused. We assumed his mother was on her way down. Where were you during this?
Well, that's not really relevant. Did you advise him that he should talk to an attorney, Thomas?
Yes. Remember once, Larry, Mark said something, or I did, about TV, and then Mark said that he might need a lawyer, and I thought he was just joking.
So he never asked you guys if he needed a lawyer?
I don't remember it that way.
Well, did you advise him of his Miranda rights?
No, what for? He's not a criminal. We just wanted to ask him a few questions.
Oh, so you did attempt to interrogate him outside the presence of his mother and counsel?
No.
Definitely not.
No way.
Bullshit.
Tread carefully, Shell. We know your client lied about being in that car.
I think that's a bit of the pot calling the kettle black.
Lawyer.
What for? To protect
my
rights.
Come
on, you're
too much TV.
Yes,
I
want to
ask you some questions. You can trust us,
man.
Lawyer's just getting away. You
got to
pay him money, man.
What happens if
I don't?
You wired the
kid.
Well, we might have to.
It's nothing personal, Lawrence. You boys attempted to interrogate a child outside the presence of his mother without her consent. He specifically asked you if he needed a lawyer, and you said no, stating as one of your reasons the idea that lawyers are a pain in the ass. I'd like to confer with my client and meet a few people in my office tomorrow around, say, 3 o'clock. And if I need anything from you boys, like the truth, well, I expect to get it. I catch you lying again. I'm going to use the tape.
That's blackmail, Miss Love.
Indict me, Reverend Roy.
Still want those donuts?
Shut up, Mixon. God.
You want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thanks. I just quit.
There's been a mistake, ma'am. We can't afford no lawyer.
Don't worry about the money.
My pig boss fired me this morning. I mean, my baby's in a coma and he fires me.
After
don't tell Mark.
Just one day fired you, you pig.
Sucks. Wasn't much of a job anyways. $5 an hour at a lamp factory.
How long have you been working there? How long have you been working?
6 months. Lord, I can't keep my head on straight.
You're doing fine.
I like your ring. They real diamonds.
Lord know it. Semi-fashion.
You got kids?
Gosh, you must have been just a baby when you started having your babies.
I was just a dumb kid, living in a dream. All I ever wanted was a white house, but a walk-in closet. Ain't that stupid?
No. Having a dream's never stupid. Take it one day at a time, that's what I say.
Come on, Rick. You always laugh at my air guitar. Who's the best guitarist in the whole world? Who? Come on, Ricky, say it. Yell it. Look, Ricky, an Eskimo pissing. Ricky, look at you. I shouldn't have made you stay in those woods. It's my fault. But things are going to be all right, Ricky, I swear. I've got us a lawyer. And even though she is a woman, she's pretty darn good. She only costs a dollar, too. That's not it, though. I'm really sorry. I want to make it up to you. I promise. Hey! What the hell are you doing?
Slick Moeller, Memphis Press. I wrote a story this morning. Say, how's your brother?
Get out of here!
How's your brother?
Get out!
Just a second, son. I just want to ask you a few questions. Now,
get out!
Jerome Clifford touch you in any place or something like that,
get
it?
Me.
Did he tell you why he's committing suicide? Did he?
Get out of here!
Did he talk to you at all?
Hey, get out!
I'll tell you what. I'll pay you. I'll say you know more than the truth.
Nance, Robin investigator.
Security specialist. Who's asking?
Name's Gronke. I need some fast work.
Who referred you?
Solari, New Orleans.
I get $2,000 cash, retainer, non-refundable before I lift a finger.
Kids.
First thing we'll do is...
And it's scheduled to be finished.
So why do you think Fulton is so... Mark, we're almost through. Could you listen up, huh?
What?
Thank you. Why do you think Fulton was so convinced you were in Clifford's car?
I don't know.
You know, if I'm going to be your attorney, you have to trust me.
I do trust you, Reggie. I swear, I wasn't in that car.
You like Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. You like Led Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah, they were a great band.
I bet you never even heard of Led Zeppelin. You're probably one of them grown-ups who just say they like really cool bands just to get close to little punks like me.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything.
All right, what's your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
Moby Dick. Live version, bitch and drum solo. I'll pick you up tomorrow about 2:30, okay?
What were the names of the first four albums, Miss Groovy?
You just tell Reverend Roy what you told me, and that'll probably be the last we'll hear from him. Okay? Hmm?
What happens if you lie to the FBI?
It's a federal offense. In theory, you could go to jail. Why? You weren't smoking something besides cigarettes in that woods, were you?
No, ma'am.
Is there something you're not telling me?
I'm positive I'm not keeping something from you. I mean, I was just curious.
Okay. Oh, and the first Led Zeppelin albums were called 1, 2, and 3. The fourth, which is actually untitled, is generally referred to as 4. See you tomorrow, Groovy.
You want one? That was Pesley.
It's Pesley. But it's poison.
She's funny, isn't she?
Yeah.
My boy loves her. Sorry. My boy was in a car wreck. Drunk driver. Don't know if he's gonna make it. He's only 8.
My brother's only 8. And he's really sick.
What's wrong with him?
He saw something is all.
You're not the kids who saw that suicide guy, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I seen it on TV. Jesus. That must have been awful. Well, how's your brother doing?
He just lays there.
Man, oh man. What a scary thing for a kid to see.
I wasn't scared.
I mean, Jesus, he must have been out of his mind to stick a gun in his mouth like that. I mean, why?
Mm.
Was he acting weird or yelling crazy stuff? Maybe he said something scary to your little brother. That could be.
Well, dude, I gotta go.
Well, I hope your brother gets better.
Yeah.
Karen? Where's Karen?
Off duty, hon. Get you anything?
Yeah, you got anything to eat around here?
Cafeteria's open 24 hours.
All right.
Hey, kid, can I have your autograph?
Listen to me, Mark Sway. I don't know what Romy told you, but you repeat a single word to anyone, including your bitch lawyer, I'll kill you. You talk to the feds tomorrow, I'll kill you. And if you tell anyone about me, I'll kill you slow. You understand me, little big boy? You understand? Good. You don't understand? Now I'm going to be watching.
Everybody in Nollins knew that Muldano and Boyette were in bed together.
So basically, Boyette got himself killed. He took money from the mafia to build a toxic waste dump, and then when his constituents got pissed, he did a 180 and voted against it.
And to bury the blade.
Right, if Fultrick can prove it.
Why would Fultrick risk bringing in Muldano if he didn't have Boyette's body?
Because I think this guy's going to run for office. What are we serving today?
It's Thursday.
Southern pecan. Something wrong? Is your brother all right?
I ain't talking to the FBI today, and that's final.
Mark, you have to talk with the FBI. If you don't, they could subpoena you.
Fultrick is going to be here any minute.
I said no. Now, you're my lawyer, and you have to do what I tell you.
This place is a dump. My lord.
Are you...
They are coming down the hall.
Make them go away, please.
All right, stay here, stay out of sight. Something's up. I don't get it, but I will do it. Just sit down.
Good afternoon, Miss Love. Young Master Sway already?
Roy, I'm sorry, but the meeting's been canceled.
I beg your pardon?
Why don't you let me debrief the child and give you a statement in writing? You and I both know. He doesn't know anything.
We need to talk to this child, Reggie. We have a set of confirmed fingerprints put him right inside Jerome Clifford's car. All right? Now, what you not going to do about that?
Well, I think, Roy, that the big question is, how did you match his fingerprints?
Simple. We lifted one off a soda can at the hospital.
And did you ask either Mark Swayer's mother before doing so? So you invaded the privacy of an 11-year-old child?
Miss Love, we're just trying to obtain evidence.
Evidence for what? So his prints are inside the car. You have absolutely no proof that he even interacted with Clifford.
Kid has a bruise on his left cheekbone. We found a spot of blood on Clifford's ring. Not his type.
Well, let me guess. Mark Sway's blood type.
That's right.
And how did you obtain Mark Sway's blood type?
From his brother's hospital admission records.
And how did you obtain his brother's confidential hospital records?
Well, look here now, Miss...
No, you look here. If you get anywhere near my client again without my permission, I'm going to sue you and the FBI for civil rights violations. I'm going to file an ethics complaint with the state bars in Louisiana and Tennessee, and I'm going to haul your ass into court.
You're playing big league hardball here, Miss Love. We don't respond to threats. Now, does Mark Sway's mother know you've been institutionalized for drug and alcohol abuse? Huh?
Was a treatment center. You just close the door and you...
Reggie? Listen.
You've been practicing law for 2 years. You're not equipped to handle this case. Yeah, we know more about your client's actions than you do.
You're an amateur, Reggie. Your client's in serious peril if you think that over. Would you open that door? Let me talk to him.
You are so good. But
I'm not going to let you use this child to climb into the governor's chair. You think you look good on TV? If you or your guys attempt to contact my client or his family again, I'm going to put little Mark Sway on the news prime time. And you can tell everybody how you trampled the constitutional rights of an 11-year-old. And I got the tape to prove it.
I will talk to that boy. In just one step, I'll eat you alive.
Lying to me. You've got to prove, start telling me the truth. One, two.
You're the liar. Keep the dollar. You're fired.
What are you talking? Mark, you come back here. Come back here. Mark. Oh, shit. Where are my car keys? Mark. Where did I put my car keys?
I know. Your purse.
Mark. Mark, get in the car. Come on.
No.
Mark, please.
No.
Hey, kid, I checked the store this morning.
That kid didn't hire a lawyer for his help.
He knows where that body is.
The mob knows he knows. That's where they flew in Gronky from New Orleans. You got it, Wally?
We gotta get our hands on that child before the mob does.
It is, Roy. We can petition the juvenile court alleging the boy's in need of supervision
and protection. Gronky's not here to visit Graceland.
Should we explain to the judge kid's in danger? It's in the kid's best interest to take him into protective custody.
Get the judge to make him talk.
We just have to allege kid's breaking the law in some way.
He is breaking the law. It's obstructing justice. You file those petitions, incarcerate his young ass tonight.
Well, you see any reporters around? This is my mama's house.
You live with your mother?
Uh-huh.
This is Mama Love.
Hi there. You must be Mark.
Take me back to the hospital.
Listen, you and I are going to do some talking first.
Talk my ass! You're fired!
Fine. You're the boss.
This is kidnapping or something. Take me back right now! I'll hitchhike if I have to!
Go ahead.
Nice meeting you, Mark.
Who is it?
Your mother.
Hey, Bono.
How you doing, Paulie?
Guess Johnny means business bringing you here.
Where's the kid?
With that bitch lawyer. Got a private dick tail on him.
Any sign of the fillies?
Yeah, a couple. Watching the hospital, same as we are. You know, I gave that kid a little warning last night.
This is the directive. We bug everything. Hospital room, lawyer's office, the works. Find out what the kid knows. If that doesn't work, we kill them all.
How's he doing?
Oh, when he gets hungry, he'll come in.
It's a lucky thing that Carl only comes by here every 4 hours.
That is one willful child, Regina.
Pain in the butt, if you ask me.
And that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How you doing? You remember me? You had to get to the hospital, right? Well, hop in. Give you a ride. Come on now. Well, what are you doing out here anyway? Come on, hop in. How you know my boy's getting much better? How's your brother doing? Come on back here.
Elvis has left the building.
Told you so.
Well, hello there.
Take me back to the hospital.
Anybody want some lemonade?
I'm not taking you anywhere until we've had a conversation.
A nice piece of pie.
Where's the phone? I need to call a cab.
Help yourself. It's $40 from here, Mama, and $45. I'm not sure if
something was good. Look, you're fired, okay? Can't you get that through your thick head?
Because I cannot do my job if you keep hiding things from me. Did it ever occur to you how it made me feel to go into that room and take on Foltrick on your behalf without the facts?
I should have smelled your breath before I hired you. Then I would have known you was a drunk.
Well, I think I'll be going. I have been sober for 3 years.
Yeah, right. That's what all the drunks say, how they're going to get sober and all. They even say they love you, but they don't. And then they come home wasted and beat on you and your mother so bad that you got to hit them in the face with a baseball bat.
You're talking about your daddy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I got rid of him. Me and my mom went into court to buy a divorce. Our lawyer sucked as usual. And so I went up there and told the judge myself about all the beatings, about how he made us sleep in the street. And that's when my father became my ex-father. And now I got you, and you're a drunk, and a bad lawyer, too. So now I'm getting rid of you. You're fired, okay? I can handle this myself.
Mark, I used to think I could handle everything by myself. Sometimes being strong means asking for help. I know you've been taking real good care of your family. But the FBI's not going to leave you alone. You gotta let me help you.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
Smoking is terrible for you. Hey. What did Roman tell you in that car?
God, why do I always have to answer questions? Why don't you ever have to answer any questions?
Okay, that's fair enough. Go ahead, ask me something.
Like what?
Whatever you want. Go ahead. There's no rules. There's no limits. You ask me and I'll answer.
And you'll tell the truth.
If it takes my skin off.
All right. What's that thing you always wear around your neck?
This is my mammoth compass. I wear it so I'll never lose my way again. Anything else?
Yeah. These are kids?
Yes.
They chained down in the basement?
Close. They're with their daddy. There was a divorce.
You ever see them?
They don't really want to see me.
Because you're a drunk and on drugs.
Because after the divorce, I drank some, yes. I drank a lot.
Why?
You're right, there must be a cigarette around here someplace. I married a big Memphis doctor. I worked my ass off to put him through medical school, and as soon as he became rich and famous, he traded me in for a younger model. I didn't have a dollar to put food in the fridge or a car to go look for a job. I figured I could handle myself, just like you. But I was wrong.
So then you started to drink?
Mm-mm. First, I stopped sleeping and eating. I was scared to death. I just kept staying up every night watching my babies, trying to figure out what I was going to do. Finally, I took some pills to sleep. Hell, he prescribed them for me. I was not trying to kill myself. But that's when it pounced. Got himself a fancy lawyer. I didn't have anybody. I figured after all those years of blowing noses and wiping butts and fixing meals and carpooling the kids every which way, you know, they'd count for something. I was a fool. The court declared me unfit. Just like that. They were gone. He took my little girl, my little boy. Anyhow, that's when I started drinking. But I got myself sober. I stayed sober. And I put myself through law school.
Do you miss your kids?
So much, I try not to even think about them.
He told me. Romy told me where the body's buried.
Do you want to tell me, Mark? I can call the police and put an end to this right now.
But I swore an oath that I wouldn't tell nobody. They're gonna get me, Reggie. I seen it on TV. Mob never forgets.
Oh, my God. They came after you, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
I gotta get security in your brother's room and notify the police and get you out of here back to the hospital where you'll be safe.
Reggie, I'm scared.
He's in there, but y'all gonna have to deal with the two bitches.
What do you think?
I got an idea.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
It's gonna take us at least a week to get that kid in protective custody.
Even if we grab him, we still gotta find a way to make him talk.
I want that kid in court and on the stand mañana. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, I hear you.
Let me have a thought. I know how to solve this.
Don't you have something to do? Don't you go wake somebody up.
Mr. Voltry, may I have your autograph?
Of course you can. Thomas, let me encourage you to move forward in this matter and produce me some immediate results in the interest of your own personal job security. Right by God now. What's your name, Donnie?
Trailer. They burned down our home. We got nothing left.
Who did?
How the hell do I know? Somebody they saw, two people, they's leaving, and it's all gone. All of it.
Mom, it's my fault.
I'm so sorry, really. Look, it's gonna be all right. Do you know if you have insurance?
It's none of your business, really.
I'm sorry, Diane. I didn't mean anything about it. I was just trying to help you, Sal.
What is this crap?
Oh, it's just a few things I put together to make you feel a little more comfortable. Mama Love cooked for you.
I don't need your charity.
It's not charity.
And I don't need you trying to come
anyway.
In here and take away my son. Mark's already got a mother.
I know that. You're doing a fine job.
I don't need your help.
Look, I'm sorry if I offended
you. Get out!
Sure.
Reggie, you okay?
Fine.
They got her on all kinds of medications. She doesn't know what she's saying.
I had no call to speak to her that way, Lord. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm Detective Ed Nassa, Memphis PD. You Diane Sway?
Yeah.
These are from juvenile court, Miss Sway. It's a summons for hearing at 10 tomorrow.
The summons requires us to take young Mark into custody at this time.
What? You can't take my son.
Well, we're
you
going
son
to
of a bitch.
Easy now. Just,
over my dead body.
Hey, something is for his own good.
What's he done? Mark, just tell me what. Somebody help me.
The petition is filed because he will not cooperate.
Okay, now follow me.
Hey, here you are.
I don't look too bad, either.
You look good.
All right. Listen, I twisted every arm. I broke every leg. You got what you want. The kid's in custody. You got your hearing tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
I knew you could do it, Jason. Well done. One child in jail.
All right.
What kind of place is this?
Well, it's a detention hall.
Stop treating me like a kid. Put me where the men are.
You're safer here. You have this whole cell to yourself.
Is this what they mean by solitary?
No. You can have any bed you want. Don't give me any trouble.
You okay, boy? Could I call my mom just to tell her where I'm at and that I'm okay? Please, she's probably worried sick about me.
I suppose I could run a phone in here. I'll make this little exception just this once.
Thank you, ma'am.
Brothers Pizza.
Yes? I would like to order 20 of your largest Supremes.
Okay, and where's that going, honey?
I'm ordering for Detective Nather, North Prison. Well, with my credit card.
Number,
the number is 400-0306-1954-0010.
Okay, hold on. That'll be $248.10.
Fine. Cheaper than the last time.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
We'll never get him out tonight. Foltrick filed a custody petition. Roosevelt scheduled a hearing for tomorrow at 10.
10?
Yep.
There's 3 to 7 days after filing a petition, not 3 to 7 hours.
I know that. That damn Foltrick, he'll do anything.
You know that right.
A little child behind bars for the night.
Milo, I have been through this wallet 3 times. I have found everything except my visa.
Everything's hot.
Hey, did y'all order the pizzas?
Harry, I would have brought him here. You know that.
And good morning to you, too, Reggie.
What is going on?
According to the FBI, Mr. Paul Gronke and his pal Bono have just arrived in our fair city. You ever heard of these guys?
No.
Your client could be in a world of danger.
Oh, shit.
What does the child know?
Well, that's privileged, Harry.
So he knows more than he should.
If he did know something, would you guarantee him witness protection, complete relocation for his mother's brother and him?
This is not standard.
Oh, damn it, Harry. Why should he talk if we can't protect him?
Forgive my presumption here, Reggie, but you do seem overly agitated. Whatever became of that objectivity we used to fight about over at Memphis State? After all, he is just a client, isn't he?
I'm sorry, I just didn't get my sleep. It's just that he's never had a break and he's counting on me. Brought your jacket.
Thanks.
You all right?
Yeah. You sure clean up good.
You too.
Why can't I just tell him I don't know nothing, Reggie?
marriage. Because it's wrong. Because it's against the law. Besides that, nobody's going to believe you. Not the mob, not the FBI, nobody. And besides that, Barry Mulvano's a killer. You've got a chance to stop him before he hurts somebody else.
But didn't you tell the truth in divorce court about being a good mom and all?
Yes.
Proof. The truth hurts. They took your kids
all right,
away.
Right. You're right. But, Mark, don't you see, if you lie, you're going to be just like them.
If I tell the truth, he'll kill me.
All right. Look, have you ever heard of the Witness Protection Program?
Lord, Jess, that's where they put you in those funny mustaches and send you off to New Jersey or someplace to live. I saw it on TV. The guy in the TV movie, the mob found him anyways, and they blew his legs off.
You saw that on TV?
Reggie, no matter what I do, I could probably get killed. You can't let them ask me any questions.
Oh, Drummer, but if Poultry gets you on that stand, you can't lie, or you'll be just like them. Okay?
Court is in session as well.
Mark.
My. We certainly have drawn a crowd this morning. Officer?
Sergeant Hardy.
What are you doing in my courtroom wearing a firearm?
Wait.
Thank you. You may go. And you, Mr. Mola, your coverage of this case has led me to consider having you indicted for reckless endangerment.
But, Your Honor...
Another word, and I will slap you with contempt. Good day, sir. Well, now, that's better. Shall we proceed?
Your Honor, I would like to note for the record that the child is without custodial parent. Request postponement until such time as she can appear.
Your Honor, I'm Thomas Fink, Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, Louisiana. I'd like, if I may, to address this issue of the absence of the child's mother. Your Honor, it's our position, the position of the petitioner...
Your position, Mr. Fink, is in that chair. Please sit. And listen carefully. I'll only say this once.
Judge Roosevelt...
As for you, Mr. Foltrigg, this is not New Orleans, and I'm not one of your federal judges. This is my private courtroom, and I make the rules. Rule number one, you will speak only when spoken to. Rule number two, do not grace his honor with unsolicited commentary. Rule number three, his honor does not like to listen to the voices of U.S. attorneys who love to hear themselves speak. Do you understand these rules, gentlemen? Mr. Foltrigg.
Sir.
You want Mr. Fink to handle the case for prosecution?
Yes, sir. Your Honor, sir, if it pleases the court, sir.
I'll allow it, but try and keep his butt in that seat, please.
Sir.
The court will act in loco parentis. I'll watch out for the child's interest in this hearing, this love. Proceed.
The child then moves to dismiss on the grounds that the allegations are without merit and the petition has been filed in an attempt to explore things the child might know.
Quit calling me the child.
Quiet, young man. Proceed.
Mr. Foltrigg and Mr. Fink are using this hearing as a fishing expedition, Your Honor. Their supposition that my client had any legally significant conversation with Mr. Clifford is based on purely circumstantial evidence. The petition should be dismissed and we should all go home.
Your Honor, if I may?
You may.
Your Honor, the child is the last person to see Jerome Clifford alive. Now, we have established this child willfully deceived us.
A set of fingerprints on a Cadillac is hardly willful deceit, Your Honor.
We can show the child's fingerprints on the suicide hose and on the gun itself. Your Honor, we feel the child must testify for his own good in order to exonerate himself.
Mr. Fink, are you attempting to implicate this child in Clifford's suicide?
No, Your Honor, we are not. Currently, we are alleging only obstruction of justice. Now, involvement in a suicide could constitute juvenile delinquency. This child could be removed from his mother's care.
Your Honor, there's absolutely no basis for this.
Your Honor, we are only asking that the child testify to clear his good name. We're not forcing the child to testify. Not yet.
Miss Love, will your client testify and put an end to this foolishness?
And if we refuse...
Well, I don't like it, but I'd have to lock him back up till we sort this out.
No.
Your Honor, the child moves for a change of venue. Since the alleged murder of Senator Boyette occurred in Louisiana, we would like a postponement pending relocation to that locality.
Your Honor, as the United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Louisiana, I hereby waive venue.
Child declines such an offer.
And release the proceedings to your jurisdiction.
Child declines such an offer.
That's a pretty suit, Sheriff.
Drop dead, Roy.
All right, you two. Just settle down. Nice try, Reggie, but I think it would be in everybody's best interest for little Mark to take the stand.
But, Your Honor...
That's my ruling, Counselor. Mark, I want you to come up here and take this seat right by me.
It's okay.
Put up your right hand, Mark. You swear to tell the truth? You have to say it.
I swear.
Okay. Mr. Fink is going to ask you some questions. He'll keep them clear and simple. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fink.
Now, right.
Mr. Fink.
How you doing, Mark? Mark, were you forced into the car with Mr. Clifford before he died?
Yes, sir.
Did you and Mr. Clifford have a conversation?
Yes, sir.
Listen up. Did Mr. Clifford mention Barry Maldonado or Senator Boyd Boyette? You answer the question, Mark.
It's taking the Fifth Amendment lying.
No, it's not lying.
Well, can I take the Fifth Amendment?
No, you cannot.
Why not? It applies to kids, doesn't it?
Not in this case, Mark. You're not implicated in the death of Senator Boyette, so you'll have to answer the question.
Your Honor, as Mr. Foltrick has done so thorough a job in attempting to implicate Mark, I must, out of an abundance of caution, advise my client to take the Fifth.
Haven't we played enough games here? Your Honor, we are all searchers for the truth. A man has been murdered, and another man lies dead by his own hand, yet this boy remains silent. What wanton hubris is this? Speak, child, now. Lying lips or an abomination to the Lord. So saith the song.
That's Proverbs 12:22. This is still a courtroom, not a church, Mr. Foltrick. Please sit down.
Roman Clifford tell you where Boyd Boyette's body's at, son.
Mr. Foltrick.
Yes, sir.
Answer the question, Mark.
Take the Fifth Amendment. I'm sorry, but I can't answer any of these questions because I'm afraid of what might happen to me or my family.
I have no choice but to return you to protective custody.
All right.
Sorry, Mark, it's for your own protection.
Judge, why can't you get him to answer the question?
These proceedings are closed.
I didn't lie, Richard.
You did great.
What kind of a lawyer tells an 11-year-old child to plead with Fair City back to jail for another night and hold up a federal investigation? You trying to ruin this boy's life and just flat out get him killed?
You're real good, Reggie.
Going back to jail. Mm-hmm. Roosevelt just wants to keep him safe.
No, what do you know?
I'd say he knows everything. Fruit bastard. Harry wants you back in court tomorrow at noon to see if Knight and the slammer changes his mind.
You didn't hear this from me.
Shut up.
Come on, man. Give me a little break here, would you?
Let me see.
Just took the Gronk in, man.
What can I get you?
Dos Equis. Where's your regular waiter?
I don't know.
Cops got the can. I still can't move the stiff.
You're a dumbass, you know that, man?
We've had this conversation.
I'm sick of it. I deserve respect.
Nice work, Ron.
Thanks for just once more, John.
Picking it up is fine.
We still need to make a move. That little bastard knows something.
Hope he told his lawyer. What type of phone's tonight? I hate goddamn lawyers.
Please, Uncle John, just let me hit the kid.
We got nothing to worry about from that kid. Let's call the whole thing quits.
Good, Johnny, that kid knows.
Goddamn bugs. City's lousy with them.
Probably right, Uncle Johnny. The kid knows nothing.
They're on to us. We're out of business.
So we're just going to put this whole thing behind us. Is that clear?
I got it, Uncle Johnny.
Mama, have you seen my notebooks from school?
Garage, maybe.
Huh?
Garage. Oh, shit. Baby, you need to get some sleep. He's your client, Regina. He's not your child.
Shock, isn't it?
Go get a towel.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Damn, this kid's heart is about to explode. Get an ambulance now.
Right. Helga, call an ambulance. What have we got?
Elevated pulse and BP. Shakes, wet. Vitals are coming down a bit.
Did you bleed or anything?
No.
You can wait 5 minutes. We live over there.
Sign on the dotted line, lady. He's all yours.
We're the police.
He's just a big man.
God damn it!
My guitar. I just can't believe it, man. Look at my guitar. How long does it
get the guitar?
Oh, no, honey. This is an original guitar here, baby.
Settle down, settle down.
All right, but look.
Another drunk elephant.
People over here need help. I need a new guitar. Who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for the guitar?
Do I have it for you?
Agent Mr. Sway. Now, it's nothing personal, kid. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to talk. Want to smoke? Huh? Let's have a smoke together. Mark? Okay, you little punk. Game's over. Ooh. Isn't this a nice spot to die? Uh-huh. Well, well, I wonder if we're going to find a live body in here. Come on over here.
Hey, McThune.
It's not Mark Sway. He's escaped.
Pardon me?
Hi there. Thought you both could use some coffee.
There you go.
Thank you, Mrs. Love.
Well, you're welcome.
It's really the best time to keep off the freezer.
Shut up.
You need anything else, just call
her. Mama, why are you being so nice to that girl?
Because they're cute. They're just trying to be protective, right?
Where have you been? They are here because they are hoping that an 11-year-old boy comes back and they can pounce on
them. I feel like a prisoner.
Shit. Will you just be calm?
Mate, you're the one who hasn't been able to sit still since they got here.
Well, it isn't every day you can't stay out your house.
All right, fine. Let's just all relax. Can you do that? Let's just try and relax.
I'll relax.
Hello? Reggie, it's me. Busted out of jail. You've got to come get me.
Jeanette.
It's Jeanette.
Oh, it's Jeanette.
What are you doing calling me so late, girl?
Who's Jeanette?
I'm at St. Peter's, hiding out.
What?
I ran in place for an hour and I faked an attack of post-traumatic stress disorder. They rushed me right over. It was easy as pie.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I locked a mafia guy in the morgue who was trying to kill me.
I hear something down the hallway here.
Mark, listen, just go find yourself a policeman right now. I'm not going back to jail. Reggie, if you don't come and get me, I'm going to go where I'm going on my own.
No.
I'm serious, Reggie. You've got to come and get me. Now, you're the only friend I've got, and you know that. Don't let me down.
Shit. I'll meet you by the front parking lot in a dark gray Honda.
Okay, right in front of the cross. The big one. Thank you, Reggie. Thanks.
My dark gray Honda? You can't run away with an escaped, I don't know, whatever the hell he is. They'll arrest you for contributing. You'll be disbarred.
You've lost your mind.
Mama, look, I need you to just stop. Please, I'm going to go out the back way. Will you just go give him a coffee or something? Don't ask me any questions, please, okay? Oh, yeah. I need some cash. Oh,
come on, Reg, this is my rent money.
I know, but you can live with Mama. Like, she likes you better than me, anyway.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be hard.
Mama must be beside herself. Call her from the moon. Told her we'd fix everything.
We?
You're an accomplice now, aren't you?
Shit. Yeah, we're watching the mother's room in case he tries to get to her and we put a bug on her phone. Anybody talk to her yet? No, you said you wanted to be the first.
I do.
You know your boy's missing.
Missing? You mean you lost him?
Has he tried to contact you tonight?
Uh-uh. You searched the hospital? Knows it real well, you know.
Yes, we have searched the hospital. Reggie Love is missing, too. Do you think your son Mark could be with her?
Hell. Yeah, all the FBI.
since you got involved. Our trailer's been blowed up, my boy's been thrown in jail, and now he's missing. So let me tell you something. Act like the FBI. You find him.
Head towards the bridge.
Why?
Well, I've been thinking. That witness protection thing sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But Romy was all drunk and on pills. What if the body ain't where he said? Would we still get the witness protection?
No, we gotta make our deal before we tell him where the body is, and then just keep our fingers crossed.
So first we gotta be sure the body's even there, right?
What are you getting at?
We gotta go to New Orleans to try and find Senator Boyette's body where Romy said it is.
You are out of your mind. No way, absolutely not. That's it. Where are you going? Stay. Damn it. Get back in the car. Mark, where are you going? Mark! Somebody's gonna see.
Damn it.
Let me go. I'll hitchhike if I have to.
You are crazy. You're gonna get yourself killed.
Yeah, a lot of other people can get killed if I don't go. I'll do it on my own if I have to. Mark, please. Please.
Remember Mama Loves? What she told me about, well, asking people for help?
Yeah.
I guess now I'm asking you. Please.
Hey, where are you going? I'm gonna look for a map to get to New Orleans. What do you think I'm doing?
The kid broke jail. The lawyer is missing. Gronk has spent all night in a freezer. No one has been killed. The body has not been moved. Can you explain this to me? Bury the blade?
Well, the thing is, Uncle Johnny, I hid the body under a boat in Romy's boathouse.
You what?
I wanted Romy to always remember how close he was to being dead. It was kind of a joke.
Very funny.
I mean, after Romy died, there were cops all over the place. But now they're finally gone, I can get the body.
The way this has been handled, Barry, has been very stupid. I will not let you take this family down with you. Do you understand?
I'm begging you, Uncle Johnny. Just let me get the body. Help me now. And I promise I'll never make another mistake again.
Take Gronke and Bona. I'm giving you one chance to clear this up. This is my last favor, Barry.
Thank you, Uncle Johnny.
Barry, do you understand what I mean when I say my last favor?
I understand.
Richie Love's office.
Listen carefully. Call Diane Sway and tell him Mark's okay. He's with me.
Where the hell are you? The feds are going crazy.
A motel outside of New Orleans. I gotta go now. We'll be back tomorrow.
Wait, you gotta tell me where...
Listen, Clint, if anything happens, take care of Mama Love for me, okay?
Reggie, don't you hang up. Reggie.
That's something.
Good. Good work.
Hot damn. We just monitored a call from Clint Van Hooser to Diane Sway at the hospital. Love has got the kid in New Orleans.
All right, Walt, to get the airplane.
Yeah.
Excellent news.
You are out of here, huh?
We'll give you a telephone call. Move out, Walt.
Nobody.
We're still going north. Take it off.
No, I never take it off.
That's okay. We're on the right street.
1210.
Turn your lights off.
This is where the rich people live. Holy shit, look at that one.
Don't curse. Shout it over there, see what that one is.
1212. 1213.
Must be 1214.
There it is. Bingo. Bingo.
Why? Don't let the neighbors see.
Is see a big house, but I don't see a boathouse.
It's farther back. Get down. You're going to kill yourself. Come on. We'll find another way. We can go by the river and hide the car.
Okay. Why'd you turn off that television?
Don't touch the beef. I ain't crazy. I don't want the shit shot down there.
That must be Rowan's place over there by those trees.
Yeah. That looks like a boathouse.
Yeah, but how are we gonna get there?
Come on. Mark!
Shoot. That's my property.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Romy's neighbors sure are paranoid.
Why, you would be too with a mafia in the next door. Touch it. There it is. Shh. I'll look around here for another door. There's another door on the left. Shh. I'll try the window.
Gotta get to Romy's.
Everybody knows how to get to Romy's.
Sit down.
Shut up.
You okay? Wait a minute, what are you doing? Don't go in there.
I'll climb in and unlock the door from the inside.
Mark, you listen. Get down here.
Oh, good.
Well, now let me in.
Watch your water. If anyone comes,
I know how to keep a lookout. Just take care of business.
I think it's Baron Modano. Open this door. It's locked. Trapped.
Key.
You hear something?
No.
Paranoid in the old days, bye.
Shut up, asshole. Bye bye, Rocky Raccoon.
Goddamn calling card.
I told you I heard something, asshole.
You buried my media, did you? Yes, here's the call.
Give me one of them. Come on, walk inside this steep wall. There are so many levels with me there. You shut up and start digging.
Yeah, yeah.
One
year. Wow.
Grab me for speed. I'm fucking wrong.
Come on.
resurrection time, you old bastard.
Let's just get out of here.
This thing off of me, Bob.
Run, Mark, run!
You're gonna die, bitch.
Get off her. Now. I'm serious. Let her go. Drop the knife.
Mr. Marksway, you a big man? You a big man with the gun, Marksway? You're not gonna shoot anyone.
Yes, I am.
Mark, give me the gun.
No. He was gonna kill you. Gonna kill me, and he would have killed my mom and my little brother.
You're just a scared little prick. Probably piss your pants. Come on, big man. Pull the goddamn trigger.
Now, Mark, Mark.
If I just shoot, everything will be okay.
No, it won't. You'll be just like him, please. Come on. Give it to me.
You'll let the kid shoot, bitch. You haven't got the ball.
Really?
You three come here alone?
Uh-huh.
That the truth?
Of course it is.
Well, then why don't you have one of them just trot out to one of those cars that aren't in the parking lot and get a pen and paper from one of those agents that aren't out there?
Give me something to write with, Wally.
Wow.
You've been awful busy, Reggie. Obstruction of justice, tampering with federal evidence, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. You've been real busy.
Oh, Roy, I am so flattered that you noticed.
You really see Boy Boy as body?
I smelled it, too.
Where is it?
Here's a list of all the psychiatric hospitals that specialize in children. I want to beg for Ricky Sway in one of them by noon today.
I don't believe you're in a stronger bargaining position than you think you are, Reggie. You know where that body's at. You better tell me.
Well, Roy, I do know where that body's at right now, but I don't know where that body's going to be out in 3 hours. Now, you want to keep playing games or you want to make a deal?
All right. What do you want?
You have access to private jet?
I do.
Send it to Memphis. Pick up Diane and Ricky Sway and their doctor. We'll meet them at the airport. When Mark Sway is safely on board and the plane's in the air, then I'll tell you where your body is. How are we doing so far?
I don't have anything I can't live with.
Okay. The whole family enters the witness protection program. As soon as Ricky's feeling better, then they choose their new city.
Agreed.
Complete change of identification and a nice little house. Wyatt, with a walk-in closet. We'll write it down. Walk-in closet.
Walk-in hyphenated?
She's going to need some starting out money and a nice new job. Okay. When you guys want to type this up, as soon as Diane signs it, we'll all live happily ever after.
Give me some help, Reggie. How far is it to that body?
12 little itty bitty tiny minutes.
Thank you, Reggie.
You're welcome, Ron.
Settle down, Barry. Sometimes you gotta cut your losses to survive.
It's not too late. I can go back. I can dig up that body myself.
Why don't you let Grocky here drive you? And take Bunner along for company. You can all go together for a nice long ride.
No, Uncle Johnny, please. Let me go myself. I can handle it.
And risk getting caught? No. No more risk, Barry. Barry the blame. No more. Not ever.
Welcome to New Orleans, Mrs. Sway. Watch your step.
There on the ground. That's right. Yeah, I think I'm going to hang on the ground here. Come to me.
I'm sorry I worried you.
I'm glad you came.
Not sure that I had that much choice.
Mom, if you don't want me to tell them where the body is, I won't. They got this great hospital in Phoenix for kids. And once Ricky gets better, we can move anywhere we want. Canada, Connecticut, anywhere.
Any place that starts with a C anyway.
They told me we'd have a real house.
Some getting started money. Walk-in closet.
Letter may be a good job.
Yeah.
Watch my boys grow up. Maybe even join the PTA. Whatever. Yeah, I'm only 27 years old.
You're due for a break.
Look, about what all I said in the hospital. I want to apologize.
No need.
Wherever your kids are, they're crazy not to want you with them. Thank you. You know, like you said, one day at a time. Phoenix. I sure do like the sound of that.
Congratulations, Miss Way. Jason McThune over here will escort you to Phoenix. Take care of matters once you all arrive.
Right this way, Miss Way. All right, guys, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Let's go, bud. Come on.
Thanks for everything.
been a real pain in the ass.
Thank you, son, and good luck to you. I assure you, you have been an even larger pain in the ass. Give me five.
Come with us, can you?
When you enter the witness protection program, well, you have to sever all ties.
I'll never see you again, will I?
No. Look, you wanna take care of my compass for me? That way you'll never lose your pain.
I love you, Richie.
I know it's why I love you, too.
You better go to your mama. Okay? I'll call you.
The body is behind Romy Clifford's house, in his boathouse, 1214 East Brookline. Oh, my.
Did very well, Ms. Love.
Reggie. Thank you, Roy.
Oh, you forgot one thing. You should have demanded immunity for your illegal actions.
An eye for an eye. Exodus 21:24.
Let me tell you something. I get to be governor of Louisiana. Do you want a job?
I got one, thank you.
Showtime, Roy.
Oh.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thank Mark.
Hey.
Y'all come on over here and gather around, if you will, please.
Come on.
After what I must say has been an exhaustive investigation on our part, we are able to make the solemn announcement that we have recovered the body of Senator Boyd Boyer.
Quite a kid.
Don't tell him. He's a kid that just got real pissed off.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.